Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. We are at the Venice Film Market here with Shira McLeod of Regent Street Cinema in London. Hello, Shira, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you are here as one of the partners and exhibitors of the Venice Film Market. How is it going for you so far?
It's fine. It's a very friendly festival. We've met some good people. It's very relaxed, and I think it was a good thing to do. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Which was your principal aim in coming to the Venice Film Market?
Exposure, really. I mean, we've just opened in May, and because the cinema is full of, you know, it's so well renowned, and I've been coming for the past 12 years, I know it's a festival for film lovers. I know that I will book many of the films from here. There's a very strong world cinema and documentary program here, and I will book films from that. And it just felt like to have a repertory cinema in a festival, the oldest film festival, it was just kind of a nice idea, I think. You know, it was different. I know nobody's really exhibited a cinema before,
no,
so it was quite
not.
Crazy,
no,
probably.
You're the first ever.
Crazy.
Can you tell us something more about Regent Street Cinema, which is, you say you just opened it, it's a cinema, but it's even more than that.
It's part of the University of Westminster. My film programming is informed by various lecturers and who are studying, who are teaching there. And as well as being a repertory cinema, we hope that it'll be a place where students can launch their films, where we can do masterclasses and engage with the industry. So it's a kind of step from study into the industry to hopefully inspire them. That's the plan anyway. Whether they come to the films or not, I don't know.
So you have a regular program of regular movies, like any other cinema. And is it you doing the programming for the film, for the cinema, or is...
I'm doing the programming, and I'm doing double bills a lot of the time. I'm doing a lot of festivals. I show a lot of Italian films because of my connection with the Italian Film Festival that I did in my other job at Riverside Studios.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know that.
I show a lot of them. But I'm also working with various departments in the university. For example, I'm doing a season of psychology in the movies. You know, with the psychology department, I'm hoping to work with the law department. So hopefully we get to dialogue and create some more creative programming, because they're much more intelligent than me about their chosen subjects, so I need to listen. You know, it's interesting. So
it's a give and take thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who had the idea of reopen the cinema?
I'm not sure. There's a lot of people involved, and it's taken a lot of people a lot of time to reopen the cinema, and they're still fundraising for the cinema. You can buy a seat in the cinema for, I think it's £800, in order to, you know, help raise mm-hmm. money. So I was only brought in at the beginning of January, but there's people been working on the project for years and years, and there's some very influential film people like Tim Bevan and Asif Kapadia, you know, who are on the board of directors, who have had associations with the university. Michael Winterbottom, mm-hmm. they all studied there. Don't know if Tim Bevan studied there, but definitely Asif and Michael Winterbottom studied. So, you know, there's a lot of people. I'm just a very small part of this huge thing, you know. It's kind of, yeah.
And so the connection with the university is like a natural thing for it, because it came from there.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it began in the 1800s. It was a polytechnic. It was the first photographic studio in Europe in the 1800s. In 1896, the Lumiere brothers demonstrated the cinematograph to sort of 54, you know, passers-by who paid a shilling. Mm. So there's always been a history of teaching film and photography in the university. So there's all that history, you know, as a backdrop. And that continues, the studying continues. And the university is renowned for a lot of innovative film and photography work, prize-winning work. So, it, you know, it's a very creative base to have a cinema, you know, hopefully.
So which are the projects that you're following now? New project to do there at the Regent Street Cinema?
Well, I mean, I just did something that was very successful. I did a season with a record label called Soul Jazz Records, mm-hmm. Where they curated the film program. So we screened films that had fantastic soundtracks. such as Babylon and Nothing But a Man, and you know, and that was very successful, where we had outside curators. So that's one thing. I just about to do the Spanish Film Festival and the Georgian Film Festival. So that's two things
Georgian
that are coming
Film
up.
Festival.
Yeah. So you know, we're very busy.
And how easy it is for you to, for you, not yourself only, but for the institution to get movies? Because normally, if you want to do art house stuff or historical stuff, it's not very easy to get the film, the prints itself.
Well, I mean, it's all about your individual relationship with the distributors, and I'm lucky that I've worked, you know, for 12, 13 years, more than that, so I know who people are. And then you book the films. But luckily, I've got a 35mm and a 16mm projector, as well as a digital. So I'm able to book prints as well as DCPs. So it's just a case of getting people's back catalogues, you know, and infiltrating who has prints.
Yeah, and find the right orders.
And find the right... It's quite hard work. It takes time. But it's quite rewarding when you pull it off. You know, and hopefully, you know, people love you know, screening prints. It's quite exciting in the environment we have, because it's quite theatrical, the cinema.
And did you manage to build up a regular audience, like people that comes on a regular basis, like an aficionados?
We're beginning to. We did a very successful free membership, I don't know what we called it, publicity stunt over a weekend, where we offered free membership to people just for that weekend. And I think we had 4,500 people off the back of that. So this is our way. We're trying to build an audience. It's, you know, we've started from nothing, so we're trying. It started off with nobody coming, and now people have started to come.
And how hard it was the beginning?
It was terrible, because you know, you're just very scared in case no one will turn up at all. But I had a very successful launch night with a documentary about the two men who managed The Who, and it was called Lambert and Stamp, and Terence Stamp came to open the cinema to the public. So I was very lucky in that I had a very nice opening that was very well received. So, you know, fingers crossed.
So you work a lot, I believe, on marketing and communication too.
Yeah.
So it could be a key thing for you now.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment I have a PR company. I don't quite know how long I'll have them, because they're quite expensive. But I have a good marketing manager, because so much is about social media, as we all know now. And, you know, it's about relationships with distributors and their marketing people. You know, it's hard work, because you have to market every single movie, and every single movie has a different audience. And we're changing the film program every day. So for the marketing person, it's probably a nightmare job.
could be a nightmare, you know, job, also very rewarding if they manage to make the right choices.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So for our audience that is from London, remember, there's this new space, amazing, Regent Street Cinema, on Regent Street, of course. And thanks a lot, Shira. It was Shira McLeod from the Regent Street Cinema, Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Market.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.